It's the Introverted Girl Show. Introverted Girl Show. Introverted Girl Show.
This is so ratchet.
Hey, y'all. Thank you so much for listening to part one of this conversation. And, you know, I really hope you've been reflecting on your own spirituality as we're talking. Because it's super important as we're talking about in this conversation. But, you know, I'm not going to keep you guys waiting any longer. So here's the rest of this conversation with KJ. I hope you really love it. Okay, so what's one of your misconceptions about introverts?
So,
there's a lot to choose from.
Yeah, I think my misconception about introverts really was that y'all just really preferred to stay inside, like straight up.
Well,
like,
you may be right about that.
Yeah, no, like really, like. I think sometimes introverted, I've always kind of just assumed that like introverts are just kind of someone who just doesn't really like, I guess, share as much information as extroverts. And for me, when I meet an introvert, my sole goal is to almost, I don't know if it's even wrong to say it like this, but I almost want to like kind of like break them out of that shell in the sense of like, I'm not trying to let them become extroverted. But I want to learn more about them. So like, I'll like, hey, let's go do this. Hey, wow. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like, oh, like you, you definitely did that with me too.
Like, yeah, like let's go do something. Let's go hang out. Like, let's go vibe. Like, for sure.
Let me share some game with you though. So I get what you're saying. I get your perspective as an extrovert, but the one thing you can do to make an introvert avoid you is to definitely like pressure them to go out. I'm not saying that you're pressuring them, but just saying like to suggest going out. The main thing you could do to make them feel comfortable is to ask them, are you available? Are you free? Whenever you would like to hang out, I'm here for you. And let them come to you with something they would want to do with you. That's the best thing you can do with an introvert. That's hopefully you take that advice. But like, and I would say like, if you're in like dating, whoever's listening, that's trying to date or trying to start a relationship, friendship with the introvert, definitely, I don't know, just let them ask you out. Like that's the best thing you can do. And don't like,
are you saying that's from males to females and females to males? You're saying let her ask him out? Is that what you're saying? Let's specify for this. Specify
let's unpack. We're unpacking.
Yeah, unpack. Because I think sometimes how would you say for extroverted males? Like, okay, so this question is going to come across in like a very weird way. I can already tell your viewers are going to be like, yo, what? So for me being an extrovert and you being an introvert, if I was going to say, for the sake of the argument, for the sake of our conversation on this podcast, if myself was going to ask you out, an extrovert to an introvert, how do you feel like that should be gone about?
Okay, so I'll give you an example. This is some juice, some tea. Okay, so this guy listened to my podcast, right? And he, because I give game to everybody about how to go about it with me. And so he really took the advice that I said. And he was like, okay, so I know we're taking this slow or whatever, but I would really love to take you to the aquarium. And I'm trying to get tickets now. And so I'm putting them in advance so that whenever you feel comfortable to go to the aquarium with me, let's say it's a month in advance, whatever. It doesn't have to be a month in advance, but like keeping the date open. If you still want to go, that's fine. If you don't, then that's cool too. But I just want to make you feel comfortable enough to know that I'm not pressuring you. I'm just simply saying that I want to spend time with you. And I was like, what? Oh my God.
So this dude was listening to the podcast.
Oh yeah, but
hold on. We got to talk about this. Let's unravel this. Are y'all still talking? What's going on?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like, he did not make it. Like, he was putting up some good fronts, like, for the longest 2 weeks. And then he broke, and he completely forgot everything. And then he started pressuring. He started calling me in the morning. I'm sorry if you're listening to this right now, but at the same time.
You really put my dude on blast.
Because, like, he really...
Bro, listen, bro. I know she's putting you on blast. Listen, if you need love, bro, come to a new community, man. And we'll get you ready, man. I mean, we don't really do the whole extroverts, introverts. Like, we don't have classes like that, man. But we'll show you mad love and mad respect, brother. Yes, for sure.
Still respect you. But it's like, he did get, like, mad disrespectful. And I had to, like, cut that off completely.
Oh, that's tough.
So, yeah, that didn't work out. But, like, that's the approach that I'm looking for sure. And I think, like, every introvert would love that, because you're really trying to understand them. You're not trying to make assumptions, because it's not like we're, like, faking that we're introverts. It's like we're actually built this way, and, like, we get energy from being alone, you know, and extroverts get their energy from being around people. That's just how it is. But I would say this was the point that I was trying to make, so I'm circling back because I forgot my point in the midst. But I played it off pretty well. Okay. Hopefully I don't forget it again. Okay, so if you're dating or trying to start a friendship with an introvert, definitely ask them first what their preferences are. If you don't even know if they're introvert or extrovert yet, ask them first. That should be the first question that you should ask somebody that you're interested in. So that'll save you all the drama, all the, like, misunderstood, like, you're just overthinking it. Because people think, like, oh, she left me on red, she left me on scene, whatever. No, that's for a reason, probably. And it's probably because your energies just don't match each other. It's not personal, it's just, like, the energy is totally different. And that's what you want.
Do you feel, so, like, as an ambivert, do you feel like, I just had to clarify.
Yes.
Do you feel like the communication level is as, do you think that as an introvert, do you think that you communicate to other extroverts the way that extroverts need so that they can also accommodate what you need as an introvert?
For me personally, yes, I'm very open and honest. I tell people from the get-go what I can do, what I cannot do. And there is their choice to understand, receive that information, you know. And that's because, like, obviously I'm getting my master's in marriage and family therapy, so I have to be able to communicate my feelings. So it's not something that I'm not used to in communicating, because I feel like that's the gateway to understanding, obviously. So
you think that that's initial, or do you think that that grows over time? Because I feel like there's different levels to relationships, where it's like, I could be dating an introvert and that initial conversation is like, mm-hmm. all right, so that's cool. So that's the initial. Mm-hmm. Then you begin to get to the middle of the relationship. Does that change? Or is that, you know what I'm saying?
I see what you mean. Like, if the way you explain it that way.
Cause that's why I was kind of curious about. Cause as an extrovert, we definitely want to make sure that, yeah, so if we're going to, like, accommodate you in this way, if this is what you need, a relationship is two ways. So I have to accommodate mm-hmm. what you need, but you also need to accommodate what I need.
Yeah, compromise.
And that, yeah, exactly. So what does that look like for an introvert?
Okay, so speaking of this introvert, I can't really give you the extra introverted people, but for me, like, I understand compromise. It's a big thing in relationships. And with that guy, because I saw that he was really trying to understand me at first, I compromised for him, even though he didn't understand that. I would stay on the phone with you until 5 o'clock in the morning. I don't usually do that. That's a no-no for me, for anybody really. But I saw how much you were trying to, you know, accommodate me and my comfortability. So I was like, okay, I'll put myself out of my comfort zone. And so I do those types of things. So it's not just like, you do this, you do that for me, and that's it. No.
My dude is on blast tonight, man. He is on blast.
Well, hey.
Hey, bro, let me tell you something.
I hope you're
bro.
Listening.
Let me tell you something, bro. If you're listening, let me tell you something, man. When it comes to getting to know a female, introverted, extroverted, persistence is key. Now, like, if you are disrespectful, bro, there's no coming back for you, brother. I'm sorry, yeah. But let it slide, let it ride. Different folks. All right, but like, for dudes who are listening, like, naturally, if you really care about a girl, like, I feel like we, like, just generationally, we kind of are in this state of, like, kind of like, guys don't really know what they want. So sometimes it's like, or sometimes we're almost kind of scared to commit, or maybe we have things that we're going through, like anxiety and stuff like that, and we feel like we don't have an outlet. I would just encourage y'all, like, if you really find someone that you care about, that you vibe with, that you really, like, enjoy as a person, stick with them. Like, it might be a struggle. It might be hard. Y'all might go through a couple phases. At the end of the day, though, it's so rare to find someone that you can truly be yourself with. Like, you can truly open yourself up to, that you can truly allow, like, the serious depths of your soul to really, like you can really just allow it to be, y'all can just be in that aura, that y'all can just be in that presence. I would just encourage you. So my dude, like, even though it didn't work out with Aaliyah, like, I would just encourage you, bro. Like, firstly, like, I'll get the disrespect in check. I would check.
Yes. That. Let's check that first before we encourage. I'm just kidding.
But like, moving forward though, bro, allow yourself to, like, if you have to try to be someone else for another person, it's probably not what you need to be doing for real. So I would just encourage you, bro, to really learn more about yourself, learn who you are as a man. And then when you really know who you are and you can just go out and be yourself, if the girl's attracted to your energy and you're aware of that she's attracted to your energy, bro, you already have a vibe, bro. Y'all can just roll. But if you're trying to go out of your way, more than likely, bro, it's just not going to work out. And I'm not saying that because I'm like, oh, like, Aaliyah's holding up note cards. Like, no, like, I'm just naturally, like, you just kind of learn from experience. Learn from, you know, dating certain people, and maybe it doesn't work out, and maybe it does, and maybe there are these things. But I would just encourage my generation, my men, just be yourself, be straight up, and don't waste nobody's time, because I know you don't want y'all's wasted. So just be straight up.
Yeah. That's definitely a good bow on it, because, like, I tell them from the get-go, this is what's how it is with me, and it's not for everybody. And I encourage introverts to be upfront about it so you can avoid hurting people's feelings, because that's what I like to do. I just tell you upfront, like, these are my things, and that's it. We're going to be cool if you can abide by those things, and I'll compromise either way, you know, but these are my things. But anyways, and also say, like, consistency is key. Like, not even being persistent, consistency, like, because I feel like persistence is kind of like pressuring from a woman's perspective. Just let things flow how they're flowing, and I promise you, you'll get the girl that you want. I'm just saying, everybody listening. Okay, so let's just end it on a fun note.
For sure.
Since I really got into that last time. Okay, so we're going to play a game called This or That, and it's going to be really fun. Okay, you ready? You over here dancing? He over here dancing?
Always ready.
I feel the vibes.
Okay. I feel the vibes. I feel the energy. This is cool, you know what I'm saying? We vibe.
Yes. I'm dancing with him. I'm dancing. Okay.
Right. Okay.
I'm trying a little something. I'm trying to get out of my comfort zone, y'all.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. First one. Big crowds or small group settings? Intimate settings.
Is it like a party? Are we going to a concert?
Concert, parties. So big crowds or small group settings?
If it's like a party, low-key, I would rather have a small group setting. Mm-hmm. Myself, personally, I'm not a big fan of concerts. So,
no.
I would. Yeah. I mean, but don't get me wrong. guys, Wicked is coming to Cleveland in this place, and I am going to that play. Guys, I love plays. So if it's like that, large crowds. But other than that, yeah.
I'm literally laughing because we got into this big thing about me not knowing what Wicked is.
You've never heard this song, Defying Gravity?
Defying Gravity? Never heard of it. You're about to expose yourself
to your audience. You better edit this out.
I am not editing this out. I feel like I am not the only one that didn't know who Wicked is. Like, come on, y'all. Like, don't come for me, but like, I do not know what Wicked is.
Afrobel, you never heard of that?
What is it?
Oh my gosh. Yo. All right. Next question.
Let's I thought it was a Disney movie for sure. But anyways. Okay. Pineapple on pizza or meat lovers?
Yeah, you can miss
that's
me.
Random.
You can miss me with that pineapple on pizza.
Oh, yeah. You hear that, ladies? He has taste. Yeah. Okay.
Yes, but hold on. Because you and I are Cleveland locals, let's talk about what type of pizza we eat here in Cleveland. Because firstly, this is going to define our friendship, Leo. Like, after this is going to, like, define our friendship. So let's get it popping. Let's get it rolling.
Ooh, okay. Hit me with it then, because I...
All right, hold on. Drum roll, you know what I'm saying?
All right, I'm going to put a drum roll in there.
Pizza Bogo. That's a spot.
Pizza Bogo. I've actually delivered from there, because, like, I do DoorDash, but I've never had it.
The pizza slaps. It bats.
Is it good?
Yeah, it bats for 1,000.
Okay. I might try it one day then, because I'm, like, super starving right now, so...
Am I allowed to ask a question? Am I allowed to ask her this or that?
I mean, we might as well.
Bless up, Jim. All right. So, obviously, like, aquariums are off the table. So, would you rather go to a drive-in, or would you rather go to like a fully packed drive-in, but, like, obviously, as you know, you're in a car, or a fully packed movie theater?
I guess they are, like, totally different in a sense. I never thought about it until now.
Yeah, because, I mean, as an individual, technically, if you're in a car with someone, they're in your space.
True.
If you're at the movie theater, everyone's in your space.
Everyone's. Everyone. I feel like, for me, like, I don't, like, register as those, like, being different things in my head. I know other introverts probably, like, yeah, let's just do it like a drive-in because I don't want to be around people. But for me, it's like, I'm good with either way.
Okay.
So, what about you?
Oh, I love the drive-in. That's my vibe.
I love the drive-in.
Autorama Drive-In in North Ridgeville. Shout out to them. I hope they sell out the offices. Joseph K. rolling through. I want some free tickets. That's what it is.
You hear that? You got a promo.
Straight up. Oh, by the way, from my Instagram,
I'm excited to be here.
We're having a good time. I'm excited to be here.
You saw that, guys. Oh, you didn't see that, but you heard that. You trying to run the show. I'm just kidding. Nah.
Well, I'm never trying to run the show. I like
to do that. I'm here for it. You're trying to keep us on track. But okay, back to this or that. I got a couple more and then we can get into all of those details. Okay. This is a big one. This might define our friendship too. So, LeBron or Michael Jordan?
Like, we're just talking about better overall?
Like, just who will you pick? Like, not as far as, like, who you would pick on, like, a basketball court situation.
Without question.
I'm putting a pause on that.
You would have chosen Jordan. Man, hold on. We would have debated.
Yes. I would just have to end the call at that point. No, I'm just kidding. But yes, LeBron all the way. Cleveland all the way. Okay, so here's another one. Michael Jackson or Prince? Are you a Prince guy or a Michael Jackson guy?
To be honest,
Uh-oh.
To be honest, I don't really listen to either, to be honest with you. And it's not like I have a problem with Prince or Michael Jackson. I just don't really like listen back. I don't really listen to that.
Oh my god! Music.
So, but if I had to choose, obviously iconically Michael Jackson. I mean, he changed
the career. So okay, oof. I was like, there cannot be a worse answer. But then you actually said, you're like, neither. I'm like, oh, you're shaking the tables. So, okay, moving on. Netflix or YouTube?
Netflix or YouTube?
I know, it's a random one.
Well, low-key, I've been watching a little bit of anime. I'm opening up my anime wings, and I'm starting to watch Hunter x Hunter. So okay. definitely Netflix. But I mean, but YouTube, oh man, YouTube is so vast.
Necessity.
Oh man. I mean, technically, I mean, both of those have different capabilities. So, but yeah, I guess Netflix. You don't really get ads on Netflix. So Netflix.
Okay. Locking in the answer. Netflix it is.
Locking it in.
good. Okay. Two more. Okay. Yeah. Adventurous first date or dinner date? Putting this out there for the ladies.
Oh, adventurous. Adventurous.
Adventurous. Yeah. Okay. I like that. You are an extrovert. That makes sense.
I don't know. I feel like to get out there. I feel like my dates are unique, you know? Like it's different than other dudes in Cleveland right here. I definitely try to I keep it going. So it
gives you the variety.
Yeah.
Okay. Last one. Old Testament or New Testament? Are you a New Testament guy or Old Testament guy? Oof. This is tough. He's pondering. He's really thinking about this.
This is such a hard question because, I mean, I love the story of Joseph in the Bible, and that's Old Testament.
And that's your name. That's hard.
Right. Right. Well, that makes me sound so conceited. I also, one of my favorite verses in the Bible, a lot of my favorite verses in the Bible are New Testament. So I'm going to go to New Testament.
New Testament. Locking it in.
Locking it in.
All right. I'm a New Testament person too.
Okay.
I feel like I really grew through that was a tongue twister. Grew through God. You got this, girl. With the New Testament, like for real. Because like I was able to see who God was for real. And not like just with the rule practices and stuff like that. Really got to see who and what he's looking for in a relationship. So yeah, I'm glad we could end it on a spiritual based question. Thank you again for just, you know, spending time with us. Like you didn't have to, but you did. And I'm so honored to have you as my first guest. And we talk about God. That's perfect. So thank you.
Yes. There's no better way. There's no better way I'd rather spend my day for sure. So I'm super thankful that I was able to be on the show. Thank you for having me. Just love God and love people. And you know, don't hate the sinner, hate the sin, you know?
Yes, that's big. Say that again. Turn that up.
Oh, okay, hold on. Hold on real quick. Just like I'm in the booth, hey yo, DJ, turn me up.
Turn up.
I said, don't hate the sinner. Hate the sin.
There you go.
That little glasses adjust, you know what I'm saying?
He put the glasses back on, y'all, to say that.
A little bit of that.
Yeah. Put the glasses back to your head. But yes, thank you again. Tell the people where they can find you, you know, because you're a cool guy.
Appreciate that. So my Instagram is Josie Crew. That's JOZYKREW. And then my other Instagram is @Director_JK.
Director underscore JK?
I I believe so. I'm actually like checking my Instagram now. It's pretty sad.
I'm the same way.
_director JK.
Okay. Hopefully you guys, you'll be able to find it if you heard his first Instagram, I'm sure.
Yeah, JOZYKREW.
Yeah, there it is. And again, thank you guys for listening to another episode of the Introverted Girl Show with Joseph KJ. Oh my God, he's the first one. We're dancing up in here. All right. I'll see you guys back after this.
Later, y'all.